We're on the telephone today with Will Sawyer. Will is the lead animal protein economist at CoBank. And Will, I'm responding to a news release issued by CoBank today with the title, Costco's Poultry Complex in Nebraska Could Redefine Farm to Fork. Noting here that it may signal future changes across the meat sector. So talk about this and why you think this might be a major change in the industry.
I think first and foremost, we do see this as a new face in the industry. You know, we have a food retailer, one of the largest in the country, who are coming in to animal protein in a way that brings their supply chain, like you said, all the way from farm to the meat case in this case. And so, you know, we really see opportunities if this plan is successful, and, you know, we're about a year away from the plant actually starting up. But if it's successful, we think we could see other food retailers take a look, especially at the poultry space, for expansion of their supply chains and becoming more vertically integrated. We do see fewer opportunities for pork and poultry, but they are there, especially when we think about the further process, custom cutting and grinding space that a lot of food service and retail customers rely on. But either way, this is going to be a big game changer in the sector, obviously, especially for poultry off the bat.
You also note here, though, that there are, you know, some risks associated with a company, with a retailer taking on these responsibilities.
Sure. It really does change the way that I think a food retailer has to think about their supply chain. As a meat producer, Costco is going to be exposed to feed costs in a way they haven't in the past, and disease and trade and a lot of variables that have impacted their business further down the supply chain. But now it's going to start all the way at the farm level. And so that's something that whether you're a grocery store or a restaurant chain or other food service company, that's something you have to consider when you are, you know, looking to spend, obviously in this case, you know, a few hundred million dollars and bringing in-house something that's obviously a very strategic part of your business model. And for Costco, whether it's rotisserie chicken or traditional chicken parts, these are products that are very important to them. And so for them, it made sense for them to bring this in-house. And so they've spent the last few years in the process of making that happen.
Okay. So as you mentioned, though, you don't expect a big move in that direction for the beef or pork side of the industry?
Well, we do see there being, opportunities there, but the vertically integrated nature of poultry makes it especially appealing, I think, for this kind of investment versus pork and beef, where it's far more fragmented of a supply chain. In addition to that, when we think about pork, you're very exposed as well to the trade markets, which, you know, given the volatility there and especially the trade interruptions that we've had over the last few months, that's something I think a lot of protein customers would probably want to steer clear from and allow the folks that are already in the meat production side of things, are already processing, cattle and hogs, to take on that risk and rather focus on further processing. And I think that's where we see food service looking at custom cutting as an opportunity, and the white tablecloth steakhouse chains would be, I think, very, targeted for this, as well as, the beef grinding side of things, where fast food is obviously a very important customer of those products. I think another, important consideration that we have to think about is, this is a combination of sector dynamics on the protein side of things, and also the general trends that we see in the industry. And I think one thing that's very clear when we look at consumption trends is that protein is a very important part of the business model for both food service and retail. So we do think there's a lot of opportunities here, but I think first and foremost, poultry is going to be the one that gets the most attention. And, we'll have to see how this Costco plant goes to see how those opportunities materialize.